citizens of Anvil. At the Imperial Off-Fight Pit this Saturday night, it's knee versus knee in a bloodbath of tit-tickery and larp-tarpery. The undisputed infant slayer, Neve Agra, will face off against challenger larping their asses off Neve in a gruesome fight to the death this Saturday night.
Welcome back to LARPs and Tarps, and in this corner we have...
Hi, I'm Tom.
I'm Alex. I'm Alex.
Oh, good cheese, Rick.
I am Chloe.
And...
Morgan.
And I'm your host, Kerry.
How many corners is that?
That was one corner.
The other we live corner. In a hexagonal studio.
We live in it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, four corners and then I'm the ref. But also,
no,
that was just one corner.
We live in a hexagonal.
The other podcast.
We live in a hexagonal studio, and there's one empty corner where we keep the champagne fridge.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. And we all live directly above the studio.
I thought we lived in a lighthouse.
It is. It's
a hexagonal. It's a hexagonal lighthouse.
Yeah. How do you think there'd be enough for it? Obviously, we've got one floor each. Would you? Why are we debating this? This is the actual fact.
Would you say we're explaining it? Well, the thing is, Tom, you know, Tom just kind of arrives home after his busy day at the seaside library.
Because he lives in the basement, so
yeah.
He just goes down through the shutters,
yeah,
and he
exactly.
doesn't really think about.
Yeah,
the rest of us.
Usually because he goes to the front door, and we just open the trap door, and he falls in, close the trap door, and we're like,
literally,
we'll leave him there until we need to record.
But then he just climbs through the letterbox to get in instead of using the door. Just squeezes through the letterbox.
Just army crawling in as if it's LARP and it's a tent.
The listeners all know now, I have no bones like a slug to get through the letterbox.
How are you feeling after your like bruised up experience in a tent bag, by the way?
I'm recovering.
Good, yeah.
I've got two broken arms and one broken leg.
I can
leg.
See, yeah.
Despite me having no bones.
Yeah, that's interesting. That. Is it like cartilage?
It's when
kind
it
of...
gets all twisted.
So when you say
you
broke,
see how his
yeah.
arms like
yeah, no,
I
yeah,
yeah. So,
well,
you know,
kind of through the cast.
Ron Weasley miscasts a spell,
yes,
and his arm goes
yeah,
all floppy.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought like that was that. Harry.
Was it Harry's arm?
Yeah,
something happened.
But we all don't like Harry Potter anymore.
But yeah, so welcome everyone to a frankly very on brand chaotic start to pre-LARP, I guess.
Pre-LARP.
Where have gone time?
Where hat have gone time?
Time gone.
Now.
Time go forward.
It was like, I think it's because we had like 7 months of Long Dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got through that pretty well because I filled it with
LARP. You have player events every weekend.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then I've like looked up and all of a sudden it's E2.
Yeah, you blink, yeah.
It's ridiculous. When this comes out, E2.
It's because the weather hasn't improved yet. So you're waiting for summer for the next.
I don't know if that.
I just hailstone today.
Literally, on the way down.
It's June and it hailstoned in Yorkshire.
I think a big part of it for me, though, is like the winds are really late this
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
Really taking the winds out of my sails.
Yeah, no, it's been like... Oh. I mean, the E1 winds were super late. And then these ones have been even more so. I feel like there's still a bunch to come and it's currently Monday.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I'm struggling to build keen this season. I don't know if it's going to be the extreme weather that we're going to have.
It's not going to be extreme.
It might. Well, I mean, this is basically what the forecast said for E1, and E1 was
but
okay.
Also,
I mean,
I've spoke to some people have been saying it's drizzle, basically.
Okay. Yeah, like it's consistently
drizzle.
There's going to be some level of rain, but it's not going to like throw it down all week.
And it's going to be warm.
Yeah.
Warmer than E1, yeah.
16, 17 degrees.
The only deluge we had at E1 was on the Sunday, which was... Look, I'm honest, it happened at the best possible time because...
Yeah.
Most of the weekend was actually really nice. It was then just...
Yeah. And to be fair, at least it was like clear for like packing up. Like the rain was in the nighttime.
Yeah.
And hopefully the ground won't be as waterlogged this time because it's, you know, it's been warmer since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't think any of the plot has really grabbed my attention too much this time.
No. Grendel are back.
Grendel are back.
Although I've seen... So there's some fun stuff. I think like Siaka's pissed off with a Grendel or vice versa.
Okay.
So like we're fighting some like Grendel. There's something to do with Siaka. I can't remember what's going on specifically. But what I do know is that there's an effect again that was the same as last time, which is as you're in the field, you can taste blood.
Okay.
Like a coppery taste in your mouth. And you feel the need to do extreme violence.
So you've just become Chloe.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
battle for Neve.
If you role play it, you get a free cleave.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Captain Which Sleeve would love that.
Very cool. And then, but also, like, I like that they start doing this as well, is that, so did you know changelings, when they're exposed to a fear miasma, can suppress it and be angry instead, and they don't get weakness? They're doing the same thing for Mero. So you can do a thing where the Mero aren't, like, furious. They're kind of suppressing it. If you don't suppress it, you do have to give in to the roleplay effect. Mm. So it's whether or not you want to get anointed or whether or not you want to be an absolute rabid dog with a free cleave, which I think is really fun. And then our favourite's the Yoth in the back.
Woo! Yoten. Line fighting!
Yoten. I don't know if I'm going to Monstros, though. We were talking about the EMU. We're not quite sure. Because when it's Drew's Yoten, it's like, we're going to be playing Yoten.
Yeah. Mine and Kerry's dryer has died.
Yeah, when we plugged it into the wall, well, like, all the electricity went off. We turned it back on, there was a sizzling sound. We tried it through various sockets.
Drying all our kit post Empire.
I understand now. I was like, why?
I was so confused. Talking you know about how, your fucking
dryer. You know how our tent always leaks and we have to mop it up with towels? Yeah. That's great when we can just shove the towels in the washing machine.
And the dryer.
Chloe, how are your white goods doing? The listeners need to know.
Yeah. I mean, I did deep clean our washing machine on Saturday.
Did you? How did that go?
It went really, really well.
I'm the oven. You did a great job on the oven. It looks really good.
Well, that's good, because how would you bake your bacon for your mead if you didn't have an oven?
Exactly.
Yeah. Relevant.
How's your fridge,
what
Morgan?
What flavour mead do you have this time?
Well, sad news about the mead.
Oh, no.
No! Yeah,
I haven't had the time.
Where is the last
I know, right?
Or whatever.
It's this week. Like, what the hell? But, I'm just going to say that it got attacked by bees seeking revenge.
Yeah, of course.
Vengeance bees.
Yeah.
Vengeance will be there.
We need to get you some, it would be so good if we could get you some bee sting prosthetics.
Yes.
Like, you're just like, like inflated.
Like
so
Bear
good.
Grylls when he got stung between the eyes.
The dick wasp is back for revenge.
Have we spoken about dick wasp?
I don't think we've
podcast?
Spoken about the dick wasp.
Do we want to speak
about
dick wasp?
Are we allowed to say dick wasp?
Yes, we are.
We've spoken about dick wasp.
Explicit podcast.
We've spoken about dick wasp, surely.
I don't know if we've spoken about
dick wasp.
Right, guys, would you like
wasp.
To hear about
for any
dick
new
wasp?
Listeners? Do you want? Should we tell them about the dick wasp?
Yeah.
All right, dick wasp. This is pre-LARP content. This is past LARP.
Sod E2. We're just going to reminisce on previous events.
How else to get hyped?
It's
for LARP?
Flashback the scene.
Empire Rewind.
So I'm hated by wasps. I had one in my mouth, which I think.
Well, that's probably why. They
breathe.
Hate you.
Do not inhale.
Technical difficulty.
Brief, do not inhale.
Morgan's choking on his tea.
It made sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I drank one. I think this was the
you
same
drank
event.
A wasp.
Yeah, yeah. It might be the same wasp.
I don't know. It was like the same day, I think.
It was the same day.
You almost
spit your drink and then spat it out on the floor.
Yeah. I believe you almost spat on kids whilst
yeah.
Yeah, right.
There were these real nice kids and their parents were like, do you want to go get a hot dog? And I was serving them and it was a real nice experience. I was up with Kerry and Nia. Yeah, I took a big swig from my tankard. And then I felt this like vibration in my mouth, and it was a wasp. So my mouth just exploded beer or ale all near these kids, and their parents were looking at me like, "Are you okay? Like, should you be serving hot dogs, spitting alcohol on children?" I was like, "Sorry." And then that evening, maybe the same wasp, who knows? I went for a pee in one of the loos, and it's fiddly. Going to the loo in kit, you've got your cape and maybe your armour and all that kind of stuff. So I'd finally got into a situation where it was possible and then felt another little vibration, this time not in my mouth. And needless to say, looked down and freaked out and ran out of the port-a-loo where you guys were all waiting, like some frenzied... lunatic. Luckily, I just managed to get everything away.
Dick wasp.
and that was Waspgate.
That was Waspgate for those that aren't aware, which was terrifying. But yeah, so this time round, no mead, unfortunately, which reminds me, I need to message some people because
those pre-orders.
I had some pre-orders for bacon mead and chocolate orange.
I was supposed to be selling flowers, but same things happened to me. It's like crept up on me. I'm like, I don't have time to order all my
bees
flowers.
Attacked you as well.
Yeah.
They always go for the groin, don't
they? Always go for the groin. Mine because of my floral cod piece. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, no, I've got no flowers for this summer, which sucks.
Is that going to be the Empire's newest enemy, dick bees?
Dick bees.
The cold sun's done. That was so last year.
But yeah, no, I've not got any flowers this summer. I think the only things I've got a very real chance of finishing my test this summer.
Ooh, exciting. Ooh,
very real chance of that.
And
happening.
Then you'll feel hollow inside without your test.
Yeah, I'll have lost my purpose.
On. Yeah.
And then Tristan will die.
Well, I hope not. I've got other plans for him. But yeah, so I've got three nobles yet to challenge. And hopefully I will defeat them all this summit. There's a few skirmishes as well. Have you guys seen about the Deadwood Knight stuff? You must have seen about Deadwood Knight, Perry.
Of course I have.
Yeah, no, I yeah. mean just in general.
I know I
don't
who
mean
he
for
is
this.
In general.
Yeah.
I've not read like a specific win.
So last summit, there was a bunch of us kind of gathering to try and make sure we, trying to think of ways to fix this problem. And I think something that was quite interesting was we were basically, there was an update about the Deadwood Knight, but there was like no call to action. There was no like, there's a conjunction or speak to this person or there's these NPCs. It was just like, this is what's going on. So a bunch of us were all kind of like, well, what do we do? Which was actually really fun because we all gathered in the Sovereign's Head in Verushka. And then because obviously Empire is meeting the LARP, so we had a meeting.
There's meetings at LARP?
I know.
Why has no one told me about this?
You should go to one. You might like it.
Ooh.
One of the Dornish egregores was there as well, who was very strong in the matter of trying to get this resolved. We did a bunch of planning. We did a ritual to try and find some more information out. And somebody submitted a judgment in the Synod. And that didn't get a great majority, but it did make some change. So people are starting to help. So the people of Spiral Castle are paying attention, things like this. So we've got three conjunctions this summit to deal with the Deadwood Knight or the Bloody Schlachter. Two of them in Verushka, one is in Dawn. Very much hoping to kind of get on those and work with those. There's also a bunch of troubadours coming in to talk about the Deadwood Knight, and there's also some wise ones are going to talk about it as well. Yeah. So that'd be a good one for us to do
that
together,
pretty
actually.
Cool. Where's that? Is that a meeting that's happening this summer?
So there's wise ones turning up in Verushka
at
8 o'clock on the Friday.
Oh, okay.
I'll
be around then anyway, to be fair.
There is also there are conjunctions at the Sentinel Gate around, there's one at Time Inn.
Yeah.
And then there's one at 7, and there's one at 6. I think they're all back to back. So if you're interested in seeing how they've gone, like go to the gate, which would be very cool. So looking forward to that. And then there's only three Cold Sun skirmishes.
Only three?
What a shit.
So that'll only be 14% of the Empire that die then.
Yeah, exactly. But we've got, there's three of those. There's one that's Dawn focused.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in getting on that as well.
Do you know of any Eternal showing up this summer? We had a couple last time.
Yeah, the parlay's going on. I think, God, I can't remember now. If you look at the, what's it called? The Winds of Fortune that's about the plenipotentiaries.
Yeah.
That'll tell you them all. I saw something about Sadogua, but I don't know what's going on with Sadogua. That might be something different. I think Elianara said no. There's a few of them that said no. Oh, see. The Archmage of Spring tried to have a meeting with Siaka, and she was just like, fuck off.
Who could say that to that handsome man?
I know. Oh, what a dreamy Archmage.
More handsome than Jon?
Sorry?
More handsome
than
Jon?
Well, Jon is the most handsome man of the Empire, so obviously not. But yeah. That's kind of my thing. So very Deadwood Knight focused. I want to do some, there's a few like researchy things I want to do for Cold Sun, but like nothing super actionable at the moment. Everything is kind of, the armies are really focused on them and they're getting kind of annihilated, which is pretty good. I'd have liked the plot to last a bit longer, but it seems like it's getting shut down pretty quick.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? Have you got a new contract lined up?
I've got some contracts lined up. I won't go into details now because spoilers. I've already...
It's pre-LARP.
Pre-LARP.
You have to spoil.
Sorry, you have to find out in play. It's plot relevant.
But it is, the contract could be also clashing with something else I want to do, which is annoying.
Interesting.
Well, apparently, there is a delegation of the Urizeni Spiral Rebels coming to Anvil, who I want to taunt and shout at angrily for being traitors and heretics to the Empire.
Would you like me to bring some LARP-safe turnips?
Yeah, I don't have any turnips, but I could also be contracting at 11 o'clock. What to do?
That's really cool, though. I do like the Spiral Rebel story. I think that's quite interesting.
I mean, I'm Uncle Nietzsche. I say burn them all.
Well, you're a proud Spiralite, aren't you? You moved to Spiral because you wanted to represent it. So you're still there, right?
No. Basically, the story is Nietzsche got to Spiral sailing his whole merchant guild hall all the way to Spiral because it's mobile and can sail places. and then forgot to inform the rest of the Jackdaws he was off back to Tosato the same season.
So they're all still just there.
Most of them are left now.
Suffering under the horrific burden of the Black Plateau.
No, there's one left.
Oh, there's just one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Spiral, I deem unprofitable. Which is probably exactly the reason Urizen don't want the league to have it.
Just wandered in, went, is this it?
Is this all?
Back off to Tosato.
You've got a horrific headache because of the Black Plateau. And you're like, I think I'm going to go home.
I think I like Brickellian more.
The thing is, I like the story. Because of Nietzsche's political genius of moving to Spiral, we missed the worst of the Cold Sun.
Oh, it was the Cold Sun? Oh, Cold Sun attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you were in the right place, right time.
Yeah, pretty much. got meetings booked in, of course. Like, I'm already booked off from up from 10 o'clock till like 1 a.m. on the Friday night, which is always exciting.
Amazing.
Including pre-meeting drinks, which will be nice. Finally got to check out the Evil Eye, I hope.
Evil Eye?
I think it's a Marcher pub, isn't it?
I've not heard of the Evil Eye.
Yeah, I've heard of the Evil Eye. I've heard good things.
There's loads of pubs in the Marches I've not been to. There's the Black Rat.
Ooh.
The Mandala Arms.
Mandala Arms. Oh, right. There's something going on here that I don't know about. I've been told I'm not allowed to listen to last week's episode of the podcast. So all the listeners are currently knowing something that I don't know.
Did you not take it out?
I didn't edit it out. But I don't know.
You just told Morgan not to listen to it.
I just told Morgan.
There's content in the podcast about me that I don't know about. So
spicy.
Well, you
Better follow up, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, for any listeners who are interested in watching the Mithril Man play who missed it last time, there will be a showing of the Mithril Man play again.
What time, Tom?
Let me have a look.
I need to know. The people need to know.
Details.
What about you, Alex and Chloe? What have you got to do?
I don't have any specific plans. This seven?
One of the major conjunctions is in your home.
Where?
The Athaven.
Oh, we moved.
Yeah, no, but like...
I guess we are originally
like
from
where you're from, I guess. Yeah. Like there's a scrap of the Athaven.
Are we in Miara now?
We are in Miara now, yes.
I've been in your territory this downtime.
Have you?
I was in Miara. I should have come around.
Did you clean up after yourself?
Did you come to Mama Agra's?
If you're about, I'll have swung round. Yeah, no, I was in Miaran because the Cold Sun had been fucking around in Miaran, so I was helped find them.
I was exploring the Seren Grove, so...
Oh, okay, so you just probably weren't in. So I burst into your house. Oh. Leave. Yeah. Well, do you have a house? Are you always on the road? What's your vibe?
Well, we got a house now.
Our house is next to Murdoch's brothel.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, because Miaran's like Navarre's only city.
Question,
right?
Is it a terrace house? Because I can't imagine it being pleasant living right next to a brothel in a terrace house.
There's just a small tomato patch that separates our houses, and all of the tomatoes on his side are slightly rotten.
I don't know. I like to think that there's like an odd number of rows, and the middle row, each tomato is like half rotten, half okay, and you just slice the good half off, and you're like... There you go. Enjoy. He puts the rotten ones in his Bloody Marys.
That reminds me, I was going to draw up. I messaged Murdoch and I said, can you describe to me your gaff, your IC home? Because I was going to draw it. And then I completely forgot. The break between events has been so short that it's just.
Has it actually just
by.
Been short? How many weeks has it been? Has it been like five weeks?
6 weeks.
Has it been? So it's not been like a short one. It's been the full. No, it has been 5 weeks.
Okay. Ah.
That's why, I think.
Yeah. Maybe.
So, anyone interested in watching the Mithril Man play, it will be on from 8:30 on the Friday night at the Navarre Market Stage.
Oh, lovely.
Fucking
hell. Oh, I was wrong. 7 weeks. It's actually been longer than usual.
Oh, really? And we just done nothing.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So, what time? 7:30?
At 8:30.
8:30.
Navarre Market Stage for a fantastic political drama on the death of the Mithril Man. It is the Friday.
Friday.
And what time?
Lovely.
8:30.
And where is it?
The Navarre Market Stage.
What day?
The Friday.
Which Friday?
Nice. Yeah, that's on my to-do list. There's also...
If you have time on the Sunday, if we're not... Saturday, we're putting on the Skinner's Deceit again.
Oh, what's the Skinner's Deceit?
You know Steamed Hams?
Oh.
Aurora Borealis?
I need to see the Coctopus. I've been going to Anvil for 2 years.
Was
I don't think they do
I've really seen it. I still have a voucher.
I think they do it on special request. The Dildodos is also another good play they do.
Hence the... my dad... in character knows the people who do it, so I'll ask if he can arrange a viewing at some point.
Well, I've still got in my coffers a voucher from our first event where we got free for a hot dog. They allowed us free access to one viewing of the Coctopus.
Oh, okay.
So I assume that's still good to cash in.
I presumably.
Yeah. I didn't have any.
Find out where they're performing.
Yeah, it didn't have an expiry on it or anything. But yeah, for us, I don't think we've really got all that much planned.
You've got. So I was just thinking, because Dawn's got some festivals. You guys have got a festival of Navarre this summer.
Oh, Springs.
Have you?
I don't know. I was told to make a creepy animal mask, and so I made my
Okay. So yeah, because you've got the wolf one.
The wolf one, yeah.
The wolf one for you, where someone gets full of wolves.
Oh, is that this thing?
Yeah. You've got spring, which is where you go around and you shout, "It's spring.
It's spring!"
Throw flowers at people.
Do a tug of war contest and knife fighting.
Mm.
Is it the Fates with the ribbons?
Vates hunt, I think. I don't know too much about that one.
Yeah, a bunch of Vates get hunted, basically.
I got given a ribbon like last spring and I had no idea what it was. It was actually Con.
Mm.
You know, RIP, my friend. He gave me this ribbon. He was like, "There you go. Now you're a part of the hunt." I was like, "What?
what a concerning thing to say to someone."
It's still attached to my necklace. I just tied it on and I didn't know what to do with it. So it's just there.
Well, I hope to see you in Dawn shouting "It's spring" at some point.
Boo. Boo Dawn.
Boo Dawn? Don't boo Dawn.
I might just come and hunt Viridium.
You can't burn down Alex's links with Dawn. Where else will you get a kettle of ale?
Where else you get your lead infused kettle of ale from?
It's lead free.
Is it a lead free kettle?
Hey!
The copper kettle is lead free.
Don't forget, kids, check your tankards.
Yeah,
there's two festivals going on in Dawn. There's the Rashield Art Festival. So where there's going to be like an art competition. I think there's like poetry and songs and art, which is very fun. And it's also the Night of Flowers. So we have, in Dawn, every house has a different flower code and you give people flowers that mean different things in your flower code. And this is the event where everybody does it and some people do it anonymously.
Oh, so there is lots going on.
Yeah, Urizen's got a flower festival this summer as well.
Oh, cool.
It's very busy.
What's the League doing?
Urizen.
Oh, League had the thing. We had the Reaper Fest.
You only have one thing?
Yeah. We don't need so many things to make our personalities.
Oh, that was a dig.
That's such a wild dig.
We do have...
culture, not for us. No, we're individuals.
speaking of culture, we do have the vote for the custodian of the bloody great sausage.
Yeah. Why is that? What's the culture?
It should have happened last event.
Yeah, I heard those sausage complications. What is the thing of the bloody something sausage?
Basically, you present a sausage to, I think it's the
Senator of Holberg.
Yeah, the Senator of Holberg. And the person who makes the best sausage-related media or sausage-related feast wins.
So this is what I was helping Lana lobby for last event, where we performed the Sausage Quest play and she presented a platter of sausage and I need to get her platter back.
I believe this is a win. I'll send it over to you, Morgan, so you can get culture.
So this is basically the League Sausage Fest.
Yes.
Excellent. That is very exciting.
Who has the best sausage?
Who has the best sausage in the league?
I mean,
and hopefully it'll be Lana.
Hopefully Lana's got the best sausage.
I would just like to clarify, it's a pants on sausage fest.
Well, of course. Why would you take your pants off for a sausage fest? Tell what you could possibly be in for.
Why would you even say that?
Disgusting. I don't know. Very disturbing, man.
It's my brain. It's still gelled up from going through the letterbox.
Do the leagueish people usually take their pants off for other sorts of things?
Just to get into our fabulous booty shorts.
No.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
Oh, so it's like trousers, not booty shorts thing. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
I think that's kind of like, that's all I've got really on next event. It's quite
I've
a
really
quiet
not
one
done
for
any
me.
Prep for this.
Oh, I've made a new banner, but just a case of ordering online.
So I mean, I counted through the Jackdaw coffers. I mean, counting two rings repeatedly takes a long time.
Hey, one, two. Let me just check. One, two. Shit, how many was that? One, two. Well, how much have we got? 12 rings!
The good news is, hopefully my accountant will be returning for this session.
Mm. Oh, that'd be nice to see.
I like your accountant.
Yeah, he's fractured his elbow or something like that. So
that's terrible.
Or something like that.
It's either a break or a fracture.
He doesn't understand breaking bones. He's got rubber arms.
For those listeners who don't know, when I'm sat at home, I'm just like in one of those inflatable arm guys.
We rent him out outside car washes.
Specifically made out of rubber. Like...
I really have my arms tied down at Empire.
He's actually what those are based off
we,
of.
Yeah, we stick to him outside car washes, blow hot air up his arse, and he flops around.
It's how we pay for the rent in the studio.
No, we don't have to blow hot up air his arse. He blows enough hot air himself.
Burn.
Yikes.
Oh, and I hear there's a wrestling match as well, right?
Oh, a wrestling match?
Yeah.
A knee-off.
A tale of two knees.
Ooh, the knee-off.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
And of course, if this contract isn't offered, Morgan will be coming around with my jackdaws to break everyone's knees.
I do like, how the Dread Shield were mentioned about how scary they were. Morgan was mentioned because he's badass, and then nothing about the jackdaws. I think that kind of really says it.
The jackdaws, they were scared. The jackdaws were
They?
Yeah.
It's just Hensley got a shout out.
I did not listen that far.
Nietzsche's like a mob boss. I don't do the breaking myself. I send them over.
Yeah, for the for those of you that have absolutely no idea what's going on, give
same.
Larping
My Arse Off. A new podcast, very entertaining, but they've got away with this shit too far.
Over
three episodes, they've antagonized
me. They've started a feud, so the feud, we've retaliated, and we're going to beat the ever-loving hell out of them.
The beef has been laid down.
It's a fight to the death between Neves at the Imperial Art Pit.
Yep. At a time yet to be decided.
Alex will be taking bets, which will go into the Larks and Talks studio.
It does happen. It does have to happen before time in, though, because grappling rules aren't allowed in game, and this could be an actual full on fist fight.
Oh, that means you could bring your real fighting knives. Oh.
Ah, perfect.
Bam. Nice.
Oh, good thing you said that before she packed. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, she always packs them.
And my knuckle dust.
In case there's traffic on the way back and we come to a standstill, so you can just shank.
In case there's a long queue at the service station.
Pop a tire.
I want my burger.
I mean, no one's seen the Titan tanks that she has in her back like Bane from Batman. Chloe just gets ripped when she gets angry.
Oh, Christ.
So I actually, because I was trying to do trinket trading last event, I've still got some trinkets left over. But one of the things I made was like a little clay mushroom person, and it was really cute, and it went almost immediately. But I just couldn't be bothered to make loads of them. So instead, I've done a watercolor collection, like little cartoony drawings. And it's called Adopt a Shroom. And you can get for prosperity prizes a little picture of a mushroom. And I've got one of each lineage, and I've got a few different ones. Like there's one holding a bunch of flowers to represent dawn. There's one with a little heart with a rainbow on it, because obviously it's Pride Month. So yeah, come on down, come to Hens and come adopt a shroom for prosperity prices, please.
I've seen those. They look really cool.
You've done a great job. They do look fucking adorable.
Very cute. They were fun to make.
I'm really
going
to miss.
They were fun guys.
They are fun guys. Yeah. Come adopt a fun guy.
I'm going to miss not selling anything.
Yeah.
Because it's a part
I've
of the game.
I've been really jealous
really...
of you going around selling everything and making money. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do something, even if it's just little mushroom pictures.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not just to make the funds. And,
well, yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah, I enjoy it going around meeting people. I think I'm gonna go around with Grunfoss because he's doing his smutty nuts again.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to kind of...
I love his smutty nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to coattail on that and sell with him. And maybe see if I can get some other trinkets and things and then sell them on for a higher price.
I've still got some trinkets in my basket if you want to go wander around it to see if you have any better luck than me.
Because
I just wait for people to come to try and trade things to me, and I go, I don't have any money, but here, I've got a box of shiny things. Would you like one? Let's swap.
I also need to try and start some of my proxy senator duties this time, see if I actually like that version of the game.
Hang on.
You haven't been doing it.
Hang on. So you're the proxy senator for...
I haven't been sworn in yet, so technically no.
What do you mean sworn in?
I think you have to be actually officially sworn in to be proxy.
No. So what you're telling us, Tom, is that you were a proxy for an entire summit. And you just didn't see this.
Me and Cesare both agree we're too busy to actually start it this time. He had a lot of...
Okay, so I had this really funny image of Cesare being like, I do have someone to be. My proxy's supposed to be here. I don't know what to do. No, okay, that's fine.
No, he had a lot to do with the Emperor getting everything set up for coronation shit. I was doing a lot of mercenary shit and trying to get contracts sorted.
So is it starting this summit a little bit more?
I'm hoping so.
Excellent. I can stand in the box and not heckle you. You're not allowed to heckle. But watch you menacingly.
Oh, like SpongeBob. He's just standing there menacingly.
Oh, Christ. Perfect. Is that where we'll leave it off this week?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Short but sweet.
I'm more excited now that we've
I am actually.
Yeah, now we've discussed it. Yeah.
For me, yeah.
Have we got an automatic van again?
Yeah, it's the same van. Yeah.
Look out, trees.
Well, yeah, but the ground should hopefully not be so wet this time.
I just hope I don't see Dave whilst
I'm driving. Just run Dave over.
It's seeing Dave whilst I'm driving that van. I'm going to crash it. But excellent. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And we will see you in Anvil very soon.
Woo! Woo! Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.